UT Southwestern team discovers regulator of cholesterol-carrying lipoproteins. The researchers found that HELZ2 shortens the lifespan of ApoB messenger RNA, mRNA, the molecule that carries instructions from genes to make proteins, inside liver cells. When HELZ2 activity increases, less ApoB protein is made, which in turn reduces the number of cholesterol-carrying particles released into the blood. Most previous research focused on what happens to ApoB after it's already made, said Yiyao Zhang, PhD, a postdoctoral researcher in the Zhang Lab and study co-author. What surprised us is that HELZ2 acts much earlier, by controlling how long the ApoB message survives before the protein is even produced. The team used a large-scale genetic screen originally developed by Nobel laureate Bruce Butler, MD, director of the Center for the Genetics of Host Defense and professor of immunology and internal medicine at UT Southwestern. Focusing on unusual levels of liver fat accumulation in mice, the scientists identified a gain-of-function mutation in HELZ2, which made it more active, reducing the stability of ApoB mRNA within the liver. Mice with this mutation produced fewer lipoproteins, including LDL, low-density lipoprotein, cholesterol and triglycerides, circulating in their blood. As a result, they were more protected from atherosclerosis, even though fat accumulated in their livers. A pattern that highlights the trade-off between blood cholesterol levels and liver fat storage. Mice without the mutation showed the opposite pattern. We can think of HELZ2 as a kind of dial between the liver and the bloodstream, Dr. Zhang said. Turning it up lowers cholesterol in the blood but increases liver fat. Turning it down does the reverse. That balance makes HELZ2 especially interesting as a potential therapeutic target. Statins are currently the drugs most commonly used to reduce cholesterol and lower the risk of heart disease. With further research, the investigators say, targeting HELZ2 could one day offer a different approach to reducing harmful lipoproteins. At the same time, carefully modulating HELZ2 activity could open new avenues for treating fatty liver disease. The idea that we can control ApoB at the RNA level represents a major shift in how we think about cholesterol regulation, Dr. Zhang said. It gives us a new molecular lever, and potentially a new set of tools, for tackling these conditions. Dr. Butler, a Regental professor, shared the 2011 Nobel Prize in Physiology or Medicine for his discovery of an important family of receptors found on immune cells. He holds the Raymond and Ellen Willey Distinguished Chair in Cancer Research, in honor of Laverne and Raymond Willey Sr. Dr. Butler is a member of the Harold C. Simmons Comprehensive Cancer Center.